So Hare Krishna, good morning everyone. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna, I would like to welcome you to this morning's class. It is from the 9th canto, chapter 24, text 62. It is actually at the end of the 9th canto, just before the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are expressed in the 10th canto. So it's really at the end of the 9th, and soon in a few verses the 10th canto will begin. So Shukadev Goswami tunes Parikshit Maharaj in, so to say. He says, now I'm soon explaining about Krishna's personal pastimes, and to prime him, to prepare him, he is stating this verse and the other verses in this section of the Bhagavatam. He explains the value of listening about Krishna. So, yes, yes. Yasmin satkarna piyushe. Yas, please. Yashashtirta vare sakrit.
Yashashtirta vare sakrit.
Shotanjali upashprishya.
Shotanjali upashprishya.
Dunute karma vasanam. Yasmin satkarna piyushe.
Yasmin satkarna piyushe.
Yashashtirta vare sakrit.
Yashashtirta vare sakrit.
Shotanjali upashprishya.
Shotanjali upashprishya.
Dunute karma vasanam. Please, someone else, please chant.
Yasmin satkarna piyushe.
Yasmin satkarna piyushe.
Yashastirta vare sakrit.
Yashastirta vare sakrit.
Shrotram chalir upasrishya.
Shrotram chalir upasrishya.
Vasanam.
Yasmin satkarna piyushe.
Yashastirta vare sakrit.
Shrotanjali
upasrishya.
Dune
karma vasanam. Yes, and Vaishnavi, please also.
Yashastirta vare sakrit.
Vaspishya Yasmin. In the history of the transcendental activities of Krishna upon the surface of the earth. Yes. Good morning. So, Satkarana Piyushe. Who pleases the demands of the transcendental purified ears. Yes. There are a few more of these long things, so you better listen. Yashatir Tavare. Keeping oneself in the best of holy places.
Keeping oneself in the best of holy places.
By hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord.
By hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord.
Sakrit.
Once only or immediately.
Shotanjali.
In the form of hearing the transcendental message.
Upashprishya. Touching.
Exactly like the Ganga water.
Dhunote. Destroys. Karmavasanam.
The strong desire for fruitive activities.
So please listen very carefully. It might change your life. It is described what happens when one hears about Krishna. Simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. Purport. When the devotees orally receive the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as enacted in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they immediately achieve a transcendental vision in which they are no longer interested in material activities. Thus they achieve freedom from the material world. For sense gratification, practically everyone is engaged in materialistic activities, which prolong the process of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, or birth, death, old age, and disease. But the devotee, simply by hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and further relishing the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, becomes so pure that he no longer takes interest in materialistic activities. Now Prabhupada will give an example of what he has seen with his own disciples. He says, at the moment, devotees in the Western countries are being attracted by Krishna consciousness and becoming uninterested in materialistic activities, and therefore people are trying to oppose this movement. At the time of writing, there were many attempts to take devotees back into material life. There were even stories of kidnapping devotees. This was totally illegal, but it was going on. And propaganda and so on. But Prabhupada says, but they, these people, cannot possibly check this movement or stop the activities of the devotees in Europe and America by their artificial impositions. Here the words Shrutanjali, Upashprishya, indicate that simply by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord, the devotees become so pure that they are immediately immune to the contamination of materialistic fruitive activities. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Materialistic activities are unnecessary for the soul, and therefore the devotees are freed from such activities. The devotees are situated in liberation, and therefore they cannot be called back to their material homes and materialistic activities. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gobhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. Simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. Since we are hearing about the glories of actually receiving narrations of Krishna through the ears, no, I would like to give you an example from the 10th canto about what happened to to the wives of the brahmanas who were engaged in fruitive activities upon hearing about Krishna. See, during Krishna's appearance, there was a village in Vrindavan. You can see it still today, which was colonized only by brahmanas, and they were married, and they were had strong belief in executing yagyas. So these brahmanas had some needs which were provided by the simple people. For instance, they needed clay pots for their yagyas, also some items from the forest, fruits, vegetables, and various things which they required. It's almost like our temple requires milk for the deities, and vegetables and grains and sugar. And we have a temple van, I heard yesterday, a beaten down temple van. No. Oh, sorry, I only knew the old one. And then devotees will go with the temple van to purchase things, for instance, for the Sunday feast. So you can imagine this village of brahmanas as a strong community, and they had interactions with the simple people who lived in Vrindavan. So as they had interaction with them, something amazing happened. These Brijbasis had seen Krishna followed him sometimes as Krishna was leaving each morning the village of Vrindavan with his cowherd boyfriends to herd the cows throughout the day in the various forests and meadows of Vrindavan. So there were people who had seen Krishna's beautiful transcendental form. They had seen Krishna smile, and Krishna had also talked to them in his loving way. So they kept the image of Krishna in their heart. And when they came to this village of the Brahmanas to deliver their clay pots or their vegetables and so on, they talked about what they had seen. It's described in the Bhagavatam that seeing Krishna is like seeing a festival. There's so many things going on. His eyes, his lips, how he takes his hand and takes the hair out of his face, and his turban, my God, his turban, with this little pearls are on the turban. And I mean, Krishna was really, seeing him was not just his face, his whole body, how he danced, how he joked with his cowherd friends, and how he sometimes ran through the forest. But everything was special. Just his footprints alone were so special. So they talked, like when you come back from a festival, maybe in Singhachalam, you will talk what you saw. Wow, there was this puja and that puja, and then we did this procession and so on. So they talked about Krishna, and especially the wives of the Brahmana developed great attachment for Krishna, to a degree that they became, like this verse is explaining, uninterested in the yagyas of their husbands. They were mostly coming together and they were talking about what they had heard about Krishna. And of course, they hoped to see Krishna one day. So that day came. Krishna had gone with his cowherd boyfriends far away from the village, and they felt hungry. So Krishna sent them to the village of these Brahmanas and their wives to beg for food. It's a long pastime, I will make it short. When these Brahmanis, these women, heard that Krishna was nearby and that he was waiting in the forest and that he was hungry, they did something totally against the rules of Vedic yagyas. They took, imagine this, the foodstuffs which were to be offered, they were not yet offered, and they took them, put plates on their heads, and went into the forest to give these things, which were items or preparations which were actually meant for devatas, to give them to Krishna. So the husband saw that their wives were about to leave the village, and they stopped them. They said, "What are you doing? You are our wives. No, we are married. No, how can you make this sacrilege? You know, destroy the yagya. We need these preparations at a certain time, which will come very shortly, to complete our yagya, and you are destroying everything." And the respectable elders were there, but the ladies, the Brahmin ladies who had heard about Krishna, just see the effect of hearing about Krishna, they said, "You don't owe us." And they pushed them aside and they went to the forest to bring Krishna these food preparations. I mean, in modern Kali Yuga, you will congratulate, the women will congratulate, "Wow, show them in, you know. This was Vedic civilization, my dear devotees. It was not so simple. Yeah, if you would disobey your husband in those times, you were expelled from the society. And with this, you had no shelter, no occupation, nothing. But to satisfy Krishna and bring him the foodstuffs, these women had developed such a fearless nature, they were not interested to stay in their villages. They actually knew the consequence of their activities, but they didn't care. They wanted to stay with Krishna. So when they came to Krishna, Krishna looked at them with loving eyes. They were so shy to stand before Krishna. It was so beautiful that some of them closed their eyes and by meditation, meditated about Krishna in their hearts, and they were crying and so on. So now, after Krishna and the cowherd boys had taken their meals, Krishna said to the ladies something very surprising. He said, "Now you may go home." The Brahmanis were not sure if Krishna understood. They had gone against the society. There was no home for them any longer. And they expressed, "No, Govinda, we will stay with you in the forest." So they looked at Krishna, and Krishna did not accept what they said. And they then understood, well, how would it look, you know, if Krishna, the son of Nanda, stays together with, he's from a Vaishya community, stays together with highly exalted ladies. I mean, speak of scandals, that would be a scandal in Vrindavan, you know. So they understood this. So they said, "We don't need to stay just very close to you. We just stay in the forest and we will be satisfied that sometimes to take the garlands which have slipped from your transcendental body, we will just press it to our hearts and in this way have close association with you." But Krishna said something which is very 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 deep. Of course, he always speaks deep. He said, "Shravana dashana dhyanam mayi bhavo nukirtanat natata sanikarshena pritiyata tato grinan." He said, he didn't express it, but the Brahmin ladies understood where Krishna is instructing us now. He gives us something, some knowledge which we didn't have. How to become Krishna conscious? It's not by staying with him, just next to him, but we have to engage in the process of devotional service. So this is what Krishna says. You need to know transcendental love for me arises by the devotional processes of hearing about me, seeing my deity form, meditating on me, and faithfully chanting my glories. The same result is not achieved by mere physical proximity. So please, go back to your homes. And from the words of Krishna, they understood, well, he sends us home, he loves us, he's giving us instructions, so somehow it will work out with our husbands, which happened. The husband accepted their wives as saintly ladies, really, and they were worshipping them practically. So let us just stay for a moment with this text. Do you remember how transcendental love for Krishna arises in the heart? What did Krishna say? There were four things. I think you will remember one or two. Please try. I think you yes. Devotional process of hearing about Krishna, yes. Chant his glories faithfully, yeah, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Meditate on Krishna and seeing the deity form, yes, seeing my deity form. These things are things which we do, by the way, in the temple. Do you recognize? Krishna says, this is how you develop transcendental love for me. Hearing about me, seeing my deity form, meditating on me, and faithfully chanting my glories. No? He says the same result is not achieved even if you would stay just right on the side of Krishna. During Krishna's time, there were many who had the physical proximity, who were close to Krishna, but because they had not purified their hearts, they were like blind men standing before Krishna, not seeing him really as he was, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so on. Therefore, yes, this is the right process which is given. My dear devotees, these devotional processes can be seen as bringing Krishna into our lives. A few days ago, things go so fast. God, Krishna, when were we in Florence? Yeah, in Florence. Last week only, we were in Florence. I believe Radha Sundari went to Florence also, and Rome, I believe. And we were entering the town on this. There's a big parking place, it's high up, and there is a statue of Michelangelo. And the statue apparently is very famous. I didn't even stop to look at it. I just passed it. I had some other plan. I wanted to go to the there's a big church on the marketplace, and I wanted to just chant a little bit in the church. I somehow like to go to holy places of worship, and I had heard about this dome. It is built on the ruins of a Roman place of worship, and then a Christian place of worship, and later became so big. This place is, in other words, it's known as a place of Kraftort, we say in German, a place of special powers. Otherwise, there wouldn't be, over the century, these big spiritual or religious buildings being built. But I saw, of course, when passing this statue, and Michelangelo had said something very interesting here about his amazing work to carve out angels and so on, and I think this is David which he carved out. So he said, I see already in the stone the angel. I only need to take away what is not angel, and then it's there. So it's interesting that Srila Prabhupada gave this analogy to a devotee who had a little marriage crisis when this devotee Sudama Prabhu visited Prabhupada in Los Angeles. His wife Krishna Devi Dasi left Sudama in Santa Fe. I mean, she started a relationship with a guest who had come to Santa Fe, where they had the center, and informed Sudama by phone, listen, we are no longer married. I'm now with Raphael, you know. And Sudama was broken into pieces. He told Prabhupada about his misery, that his marriage had just ended so unexpectedly and so on. He was traumatized. And Prabhupada, I saw the room, he said, you stay with me for some time. And he gave him a small little room just next to his room and said, and please, I need some deities of Radha and Krishna. So he, Prabhupada supplied a block of mahogany wood, that's very hard wood, no? And he said, you please carve Radha and Krishna out of it. So then he wrote later a letter where he said, the art of life, listen to this, is to carve Radha and Krishna out of the hard wood of material existence. This material existence, with this, from this perceptive, is like a block of hard wood. You can't really do much with it. You can't eat it. Maybe you can sit on it for a few moments, but then it's also very disagreeable with your sacred sitting, whatever you call this, your sacred behind, you know. So you can't. But there is a use for this hardwood, or the use for material existence. Although it is uncomfortable, you can carve or bring out Radha and Krishna out of it. And if you can do this, your life is successful. The purpose of your life has been reached. This happens especially, my dear devotees, when you listen about Krishna, like this text says, no? Simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears. Wow! The devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. You immediately drop your material life, or you become less interested. It depends how much you hear. I know some of you hear nothing at all about Krishna each single day in their life, and that's sad for them. Then you have more material desires. But I know some devotees, many devotees, who make it a point to hear about Krishna. And then you feel Krishna is very close to you. And you feel so enchanted and so enthused that the direct result is that your thinking and your desires are transformed. You want Krishna at this time. So this is we spoke yesterday about the art of transformation. You need to hear about Krishna, and as you do this, my dear devotees, you will experience the effect which the Brahmanis, the wives of the Brahmana, heard. They lost their interest in material desires and fruitive activities. Totally. This process absolutely works. When you eat, for instance, you become satisfied and nourished, and you lose interest in further eating. But those who eat very little a day, they become only a little nourished and a little satisfied, and they remain hungry. But if you increase your eating, you will become more nourished and more satisfied and less hungry. So in the same way, when you hear a little about Krishna, then you lose a little bit your material appetite, and you also become satisfied a little bit, not very much. But if you make it a point to, I would say, regularly hear, very regularly. You may not need to hear so much, but if you do it regularly, it becomes so much, you know, over a span of time. And at that time, you will actually become Krishna conscious, just like Michelangelo was conscious about the angel in the wooden, in the granite block. And like an artist is conscious about what he wishes to carve out of a block of hardwood, you will actually develop this very sukshma, it's very fine vision, where you will see Krishna in your life, and you will never feel separated from him, even in when you go to the, you know, when you go and out into the world to do various services and so on. This is the most practical way of carving Krishna out of the hard block of material existence, or to say it in a different way, transforming your consciousness. Prabhupada says, as soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of the Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within the heart. Wow! You can see Krishna there. Another way we were talking about transforming our life. I had a very nice verse here, Do you know this work, Hari Bhakti Kalpa Latika? Radha Kripa knows. I found it in this, but it's also printed by Touchstone Media. This book was always kept in print by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's such a devotional book. Please, if you have time, read it. It will be good for you. It is such an expression of bhakti you find it there. For instance, it describes kirtan. When you hear the holy name, the heart is overflooded. And then, when the heart is overflooded, the holy name floods out of the mouth. I think we felt this yesterday. We were just dancing like little boys and girls, and we could not stop our joyful exclamation, because our heart was touched by the kirtan, and it was overflooding, and it came out of the mouth. It was towards the end. Some of you were there for the beginning, and others were throughout there, and we could all feel, wow, my heart. So these descriptions are there. And one description is about what we are discussing, this verse from which Krishna gave to the Brahmanis. The verse from Hari Bhakti Kalpalatika says, if our eyes are placed in your deity form, O Lord Krishna, you are conquered by us. If our ears are placed in your holy name and glories, my Lord, you become conquered by us. If our nose is full with the fragrances offered to you, like incense, or in the morning I saw somebody that Pujari was offering some oil to each of the six Goswamis. I thought, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If we smell with our nose the fragrance, you are conquered by us. If the surface of our bodies, that's the skin, is used in embracing your devotees, no? Men embrace men, ladies, ladies. So if we do this, you become conquered by us, my dear Lord. And if our tongue, listen to this, breakfast is coming. If our tongue is engaged in tasting the food offered to you, then, O Lord Krishna, you are conquered by us, even though we are engaged in pleasing our senses. Yes, we engage our eyes, we see the beautiful colors and the deities. We engage our ears in these beautiful kirtans with such nice melodies. Wow! Our nose is it's an absolutely sensual process. Wow, as we smell. And we embrace devotees, and our tongue is engaged in tasting the food, then although we are engaged in pleasing our senses, my dear Krishna, you become conquered by us. You become... So this is so, my dear devotees, because when you engage your senses in the service of Krishna, even though you still may be, there are other verses like this, attached to your hearth and home and attached to certain things, when you do this, my dear devotees, you will be transformed by Krishna's power. This is very nicely expressed in the words of a dying man in the Ishopanishad. It's a dying person, and I was thinking about this. I'm just reading Keshava Maharaj's excellent book on this devotee, Janakinath. And we hear about his glorious last days with us and how he dealt with his own physical end. And he was very, very much absorbing his consciousness in Krishna. Even a few hours before he left his body, he sat up and listened to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why is this so powerful, this process of hearing about Krishna? Well, it is said that the Lord is so powerful. He's like a sun. He's powerful, or like fire. And here, the dying man is praying to the Lord. Agne naya supataraje asman vishvani deva vayunani vidvan yuyodyasmach yuhuranam eno bujishtam te nama uktim videma. Would you like to hear the translation?
Yes.
It's beautiful. I make some music for you so that it's... My Lord, powerful as fire, O omnipotent one, now I offer you all obeisances and fall on the ground at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you. And since you know all that I have done in the past, please free me from the reactions to my past sins so that there will be no hindrance to my progress. Prabhupada says, by surrendering and praying for the causeless mercy of the Lord, the devotee can progress on the path of complete self-realization. Why is this, you know? He says, the Lord is addressed here as fire because he can burn anything into ashes, including the sins or the karma of the surrendered soul. Yes, very beautiful. So I would like to give you a summary of this class. I wanted to read to you this morning or present to you this morning the missing link in the Hare Krishna movement. That is to hear about Krishna regularly. Bhujan Prabhu and myself, we are quite determined. We are now opening a Govardhan retreat center where there is ample opportunity to hear on the basis of the Bhagavatam about Krishna. This hearing about Krishna, my dear devotees, is not a luxury activity. It is, Prabhupada says, it's compulsory. You must do it, otherwise you will return to the cycle of birth and death. I have this quotation somewhere, but I'm not hopeful that I have so many notes. I can give it a here. This is the influence of all of you. It is compulsory. You cannot avoid Krishna Katha. If you avoid, then you're putting yourself in the dangerous cycle of birth and death. It is not fiction or whims. It is compulsory. Wow, imperative. Everyone should become Krishna conscious. If he does not become, then he's risking his life. So talking about the art of transformation, continuing there, what we learned today is Krishna's instructions to the wives of the Brahmanis, how to become, how the process of transformation will work. There were four things. Can we try to get them together? I think we will do it. So, hearing about Krishna, yes. Seeing the deity form, then, yes. And then, yes, yes, yes. You will forget it because you are temple devotees. So I give you the quotation where you can find it. Please write it on your mobile distraction machine. 10, 29, 27. No? 10, 29, 27. So by this process, we will be capturing Krishna in the heart like the Brahmanis did, and we will lose our material fears and also our attachments to our material life. Another process was after you hear about Krishna, you will engage in his service, and you can engage your senses in Krishna's service. Although you may not be sense controlled at this stage totally, you may eat too much at the Sunday feast. I think that's we all know about this. No problem, you will conquer Krishna by engaging your active senses in Krishna's life or Krishna's form and so on, like we heard, and then yes, everything will be easy. Krishna consciousness, you always hear most sublime, and then you feel here practical and doable thing. What would be a spiritual process if it is not accessible? Hare Krishna, welcome. I've reached my end. I don't want to talk more on these subjects, but I would be very happy if we can have some questions and answers. Yes, Hare Krishna. There's a riddle. What is born, what dies every evening is born every morning. And the answer is hope. In the morning we are hopeful, but in the evening we are disappointed in ourselves. And our hope is. When we are in association of devotees, because the devotees they show us practically, yes, I have been there where you are, but see, there's something else is possible. They show this by their example. That's why we become so happy when we see devotees who have not who are accessible to us. And this is explained in the acharyas, by the acharyas. If you want to have the honey of lotus flowers, where do you go? Do you go to the lotus flowers in the lake and try to get the honey, scrap the honey from the lotus flower? Or do you go somewhere else? Yes, you go to the beehive where the bees are. And there you can get the honey of the lotus flowers. So we want to get the honey of Krishna consciousness, which we all want. If you go directly to Krishna, you will become hopeless. You will not get it. Just like someone who wants lotus honey. Wow, lotus honey, Lucas. That is a honey which is not available in Switzerland, not even in the bio shop. You know, this is I hear it's very fragrant and very wonderful. I have never relished lotus honey, but you have to go to the beehive. So this coming, being in the association of devotees gives you the hope, especially when the devotees stop talking about Samsung mobile phones and new apps. But if they do kirtan, I'm a bad man. I come from Germany. I can't stop criticizing. Sorry, I will from now on control my tongue. When devotees do something like churning the nectar, you know, like reading in the scriptures, looking at the subjects of the scriptures, or when there's a nice kirtan with devotees, at that time we taste the honey of Krishna consciousness and become hopeful. Because we are tasting something, it's an experience, and we think, "Wow, I'm already tasting, and if I continue, I will taste more." This direct experience of Krishna consciousness makes us very convinced and very firm. Yes, so this is the experience. If you read a scripture, for instance, if you know how to extract nectar, then you can get also directly. But the scriptures, for most of us, teach passively. You know, you have to really go there and know how to extract it. But the devotees teach actively. They teach by their example, by their words of realization, and you can get the nectar there very easy. It said, like a beggar who goes to rich householders, we should go in the assembly of devotees and beg our Krishna consciousness. And then we will not go without the taste of nectar. We are all sometimes a little eremites. Many of us come to Krishna consciousness as lonely wolves. Of course, we have a few super communicative persons, but many of us, and I've spoken with my god brothers also, they come because we want to avoid discussion and association. We feel brunchato is eater. We've burned out by this. Brunchato. I picked this up in Italy, this word. We feel burnt. But we have to all learn how to associate. And by the way, it is, you know, when you have to go to devotees, when they do things which devotees do, chanting or hearing about Krishna, then the nectar comes. It may need sometimes to jump over our shadow, you know, our conditioned nature. That gives us hope. Devotees are showing that the process works. It's not theoretical. And therefore, Harinam is so important, that you are out there and you're distributing the holy name, prasadam, books. There's such a wonderful project in Zurich. I saw, I was with you on the Harinam yesterday and I saw there's so many favorable people. They know us, isn't it? They because when the people see devotees smiling, being happy, like our Maharaj said yesterday, the best way to preach is to show people that you are happy in this. No one wants to go to a miserable club, you know. There's a cult movie, I have not seen it, but it's Fight Club. It's all about, I don't really know, I know it's a fight, some fighting is there. Krishna. So, anyone else? Our Matajis are very curious in Zurich. Radha Kripa.
The verse stated that hearing happens through purified transcendental ears. So, apart from that, what you said that we need to hear regularly, is there anything else that you could say on cultivating and obtaining these purified transcendental ears?
Satkana piyuse. Sat, the word sat here, Prabhupada translates that as purified. Well, see, the spiritual philosophy is quite something. Here it says, so purified ears you hear. When you hear through purified ears, you lose your material desires. So you may say, but my ears are not purified. If you knew what I hear with these ears, you would be surprised. The thing is, Radha Kripa, by engaging in this process of hearing, your ears become purified. It really works. Like, especially if nothing works, sit in the kirtan for 8 hours. I guarantee you, your consciousness is different afterwards. People who come to these kirtan melas and who actually participate say that they hear the mantra in their sleep and they have dreams of Krishna and so on. It's such a powerful process that I have also seen. You don't need to have pure ears to have the effect, but you need to be serious about purifying your ears.
May I just add something that was in the back of my mind? Then you read at one point, before you read the quote from Hari Bhakti Kapalatika, you read the quote from Prabhupada where he said about the mood, how to hear. And I was more thinking in that term, because I hear, I read, but then is there something practical that you would say before reading or during the reading, or like really practical that,
yeah,
apart from hearing regularly?
There's a verse in the Bhagavatam. It's either 284 or 248. I believe it's 284. Where the text itself explains how it wishes to be read, how you to read it with maximum attention. Maybe someone can go into the mobile telephone, a beta base. There are three things which are given. You must hear regularly, nitya, not just sporadically. You must hear with shraddha, with some faith. Prabhupada says at another another thing, another place, even theoretical faith that this is good. I always do this when there are things coming which are way beyond my understanding. I say, well, I have a limited understanding, so I may not understand just how this is there, but I have faith in it. This, and then you must make an effort. Svacheshtitam is this Sanskrit word. You have it?
It's 284.
284, yes. Yeah, here it is. Yeah. Shinvata shataya nityam grinatascha svacheshtitam kalena natidirgena bhagavan vishate hride. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously, the Sanskrit word is shraya, with faith or in earnest, will have the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, manifested in their hearts within a short time. So this is 284. I suggest that you also read the word-by-word translations, then you will distill very clearly these three things which are implied in the translation. So regularly, with faith, or taking it seriously, as Prabhupada says, and then with an effort, no, you must show up and do this. You know, basically be attentive. You must be attentive to the text. There's another in my Bhagavatam which I read. I have a card where I have a whole list of things which I do from the Padma Purana. Here I will, I pray to my spiritual master for revelation as, before I read, that I find very, very helpful. That is there in the Padma Purana. And yes, I'm really telling myself, now this is a sacred book. I will now dive into the nectarian understanding. And I know, and there's service of the devotees. The way I do it as a lecturer, I try to bring things out of the scriptures. You can see I have these notebooks, copies. This is the original copy and paste, by the way. Just making a point. and so on. And I'm then trying to serve my devotee audience, and sometimes I will tie nectar, sometimes I will put a thorn into their side so that they can start to think, but all in the mood of service, no? And then the scriptures reveal themselves more. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I shouldn't talk about myself. I just did it to give some example how you can approach the text. If you want, and you give me your postal address, I can make a photocopy of that card which I have and send it to you. Where there are things which help you to prime yourself so that you can really draw the most out of the scriptures. There's a very, you know, the scriptures are full of nectar, but our question should be, how can I extract it? It's like sugar cane, it's full of nectar, but how can you get the juice? Good, my dear devotees, I thank you very much for listening. I wish you all the best this evening. Don't forget, Krishna Confident is the lecture. No? Krishna Confident. It's about how we can be full of confidence in Krishna consciousness. Wow. Hare Krishna. I'm listening to our Maharaj's lectures also. I find he is really searching the scriptures and very. He's one of my lecturers. It's a whole Bhagavatam class. If you want to listen to the overview of the Bhagavatam, excellent overview of the Bhagavatam, it is available on the computer and on the or internet. I'm sorry. Yes. So all the best for you, and I see a few of you, I think, during the retreat, bhakti retreat. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.